The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I welcome you into God's presence, and I trust God that your lives will never ever remain the same in Jesus' name. I welcome you into the month of amazing benefits. And you will end this month surprised at what God has turned your life into. In the name of Jesus. We have been on a 3 days fast. We started on Friday. Yesterday, Friday, we were here. Fireful prayer session. We were also here yesterday morning. Very, very fireful. How many of you were blessed yesterday from sorrow to joy? If you were blessed, shout hallelujah. It was awesome. If we're not here, you missed a lot. I'll advise that you get the CD. It will bless you a lot. Also, yesterday evening, we had a cell fellowship acceleration via association. It was also very awesome. And this morning, we're here. Thanksgiving for amazing benefits. Thanksgiving for amazing benefits. I'll try to be very, very sharp this morning. I'll try to cut short my message than the normal time so that we can have more time to worship God. Praise the Lord. To amaze someone is to fill the person with wonders and astonishment. To amaze someone is to introduce wonders and astonishment into that person's life. Amazing simply means something that is almost unbelievable. And you say, this thing is amazing. This transformation of my life is amazing. This testimony is amazing. This thing that is happening to me is amazing. It means it is almost unbelievable. You tell people, how is it possible? Also, benefits means any advantage given to you that promotes your well-being and your welfare. Benefits means anything that is released to you. You didn't own it. God released it to you or used people to release it to you. And this benefit, the intention of the benefit is to promote your well-being and to promote your welfare. Our God delights in giving us benefit. Our anchor scripture for the month is Psalm 69 verse 18. Psalm 69 verse 18. That's the anchor scripture for this amazing benefit. The Bible says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody's life will never be the same again this morning. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I think I mixed up that particular scripture. Psalm 68 verse 18. Psalm 68 verse 19. That's a typographical error on my... Psalm 68, verse 19. The Bible says, blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits. Psalm 68, 19. Blessed be the Almighty God who daily, someone said daily. So there are some benefits today and we get it. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us. He daily shower us. He daily release to us benefits. One of the benefits right now is that you can sit down. How many of you know that some people cannot sit down? They cannot sit down. They permanently have to lie down or they have to carry them permanently. They cannot sit down like you are sitting. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits, even God of our salvation. And this month, you will not lack that benefit. In the name of Jesus. I say you will not lack that blessing. You will not lack that benefit. And everywhere your benefits are, in the north, in the south, in the east, and in the west, anywhere they are located, they will pursue you and come to you speedily in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. In Psalm 116 verse 12, Psalm 116 verse 12, the Bible says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? It's a question. And you can see the question mark there, right there. What am I going to give to God? What am I going to release to this God for all the benefits I've received in the past? What does God really need from me for the benefits he has given to me in the past so that I can take new benefits this month? It is called thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the cardinal thing required to express your gratitude for the benefits of the past and to magnetize the benefit of the future. Thanksgiving is what you do to express your gratitude for the benefits of the past and to magnetize the blessings and the benefits of the future. This morning I will be showing you examples of benefits you have received in the past, which you might have forgotten. I'm here this morning to remind you. And I'll be taking about 7 or 8 of them, as God will give me the privilege this time, from Psalms chapter 103, verse 1 to 14. Psalms chapter 103, from verse 1 all through to verse 14. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. I pray that somebody here will not be a forgetful person. You will never be a forgetful person. This is the problem God has with most of us. We are too forgetful. We are very quick. It is what we are enjoying now that we remember. The past benefit is of no relevance to us. Bless be the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Who forgiveth thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Who the Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed? He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east from the west, so far had he removed our transgressions from us. We stop there. Okay, let's just go to 14. And as far as the east from the west, so far had he removed our transgression from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Verse 14, we'll stop there. For he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. Examples of benefits we must thank God for to qualify for more benefits. Number one benefit is forgiveness of sin. In Romans chapter 3 verse 23, Romans 3 verse 23, the Bible says, for all have sinned and have come short of his glory. Every one of us at one time or the other, we have sinned. At one point or another, we have transgressed. In Psalms 103 verse 10, the Bible says, he had not dealt with us according to our transgressions. He had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. See, let me pay you according to what you have been doing. The same way you have been behaving, let me pay you back. If God is to do that, okay, who will stand? Let me deal with you the way you have been dealing with me. Let me show you pepper the way you have been doing, the way you have been reacting to me. Our God is a forgiving Father, and we have received forgiveness. Now listen to this. Every one of us, we have received forgiveness. One of the reasons why I'm not a weak person. But one of the reasons why I'm always so tender with people is because I remember that I probably was like that person before in the past. And probably my eyes were blind at that time. That's why my heart is always filled with compassion when I see people doing things in the wrong way. Because I know that I'm a forgiving sinner. He forgave me. He had mercy on me. He cleansed me in and out. And this benefit must never be taken for granted. It's not a right. It's a privilege from God. Number two example of benefit which we received is the benefit of health. Somebody say health. Somebody say health. We received the benefit of health. He blessed us with sound health. He gave to us health. He is the giver of health. And he gave it to us. And somebody's here today. God will never withdraw your health in Jesus' name. I say, God will never withdraw sound health from you in Jesus' name. In Psalms 42 verse 11. Psalms 42 verse 11. The Bible says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. For I shall yet praise him. Who is the health of my countenance? Is the one health help? Is the health of my life? Is the one giving me health? When you go to some hospital, they say we care, but God cures. We are the one that care for you, but God is the one that can cure you. There is no doctor in this world or nurse in this world or surgeon. Like I say, I'm the one that is a lie. It is the one that God gives you to do that you can do. Only what God allows you to do that you can do is the health. Is the one giving us health. I pray for you again this morning. God will not withdraw your health. I say he will never withdraw your health. Let me hear you say loud amen. Let me hear you say loud amen. God will never withdraw health from you in the name of Jesus. Bible says in Psalm 67 verse 2, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. He's the one saving your health. He's the one saving your health. He's the one saving your health. He's the one guiding your health. Is the one saving your health. Your health will not be withdrawn. Your health will not be withdrawn. In Jeremiah 30 verse 17, the Lord speaks further. Is the one saving your health. I will restore health unto thee. Somebody say amen. And I will heal thee of thy wounds. So he's the one that restores health. He's the one that restores health. We're dealing with that a lot more. In all the Wednesday services in this month, where we'll be treating the issue of supernatural escape and preservation, and we'll be serving the communion of escape every Wednesday. You want to escape from sickness? You want to escape from the Ember tragedy? That meeting is very, very important. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Number three, benefit that we received is safety from destruction and destroyers. I mean, this one is so vital. Psalm 103 verse 4. He's the one that saved us from destruction and from destroyers. He redeemed thy soul from destruction. He redeemed your soul from destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tenderness? He redeemed your soul from destruction. Now listen to this. If not for God, you will never be alive now. There is no human being in existence that does not have enemies. Joseph's enemy were his own brothers. Same father, same mother. Same father, carrying the same blood. They were carrying the same blood from the same lineage. They were his enemies. Esther had his own enemy. Haman, you know the story? Oh. Elijah has his own enemy. Abraham has his own enemy. Nehemiah had his own enemy. Sambalat and Tobias. Everybody, you don't need to ask for enemies before they come. Your decision for success is an attraction for enmity. Did you hear that? Your decision to make it and to do well in life is a magnet for enemies. Because some people just don't want you to do well. They can't explain it. They just cannot explain it. They cannot explain it. They just hate you. Anybody that hates you and is after your life, God is going to plague them. In Psalms 18 verse 17, He delivered me from my strong enemies. God will deliver you from your strong enemies. He delivered me from my strong enemies and from them which hated me. They just hate me. There's no reason. And God delivered you from them. In Psalm 25 verse 19, the Bible says, consider my enemies for they are many. Consider them, oh God, they are many. Many of you are here, your enemies are very many. They are like the dust of the ground. Consider my enemies for they are many and they hate me with cruel hatred. They hate me with cruel hatred. And God has been delivering you and I from them. In Psalm 44 verse 7, Psalm 44 verse 7, the Bible says, thou hast saved us from our enemies. You have saved us from our enemies, from those who wanted us dead. There are some of you here, the enemy by now wants you to be a widow by this time. He already wants you to be a widow. But God saved you. God saved you. There are some of you here, the enemy by now wants your beauty eradicated. But instead of your beauty being eradicated, your beauty is growing and glowing. You are becoming more beautiful, more handsome. Someone says, shame to the devil. Let me hear you say, shame to the devil. I pray for somebody here today, no matter what they do, it can never work out. Job chapter 8 verse 22. It doesn't matter what the enemies are doing against you. It doesn't matter the attack against you. They will never prosper. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame. That's an alluring amen. Let me hear an international amen. They that hate thee, they wear the cloth of shame. And the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught. That is their house where they live catch fire. Their dwelling catch fire. Why? They hated you. Those that hate thee shall be clothed with shame. I'd like to hear another amen. Amen. Friends, it's a dangerous thing for anybody to hate you. It's a dangerous thing for anybody to hate you. Because anybody that hates you is calling for trouble. Someone say he's calling for trouble. He's calling for, warn them. Anybody say, I hate you. He's calling for trouble. Calling for trouble. Number four, benefits that we need to thank God for is the benefit of love from God. Love from God. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 explains to us that God is the one that loved us. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19 also explains to us, you must realize every one of us here this morning that we are products of love. Someone say products of love. We love him because he first loved us. We are products of his love. We sang that song this morning. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Because you first. wordings of songs are very important. The wordings are very important. The wordings. I love you. I love you. You first loved me. We need to be grateful for this love. If there is a dale rolo, if there is a
dale rolo,
if there is a us, and we continue to love us. There is no end to the love of God. Do you know that there is no full stop to God's love for you? Infinite. We read it today in the call worship, in the call to worship. Infinite. There is no end. It's a love to infinity. Bible speaking, it's a while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Bible speaking in chapter 3, verse 16. That God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He so loved us. That was why he gave that son. He loved us beyond our expectation. Some of you are here. You are still surprised till now. That why is God loving you? You are still surprised. You, till now you are surprised. Ah, despite all I have done, he still loves me. You are surprised. Your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. And God's love will not be withdrawn from you. You have experienced some benefits in this direction. You will experience more. I say you have experienced some benefits in this direction. You will experience more. You will experience yet more. In the name of Jesus. Some of you are here today. Even before this month will end, your friends will tell you, ah, Olorun ma feran e o. They will tell you, ah, God loves you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Five. Example of the benefits received is mercy. The mercy of God has turned the mess of most of us into a message. The mercy of God has turned many messengers in this church to general managers. That's what mercy does. Mercy repositions. Mercy transforms. Mercy cleans up the death in your life. Psalms 66 verse 20. Psalm 66 verse 20. Bless the Lord, which had not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Psalm 106 verse 1. Psalm 106 verse 1 also explains that. I praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 107 verse 1. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his good, and his mercy endureth forever. The whole of Psalm 103 verse 1 to 26 explains on the mercy of God. The mercy of God. The mercy of God. Somebody is here today. The mercy of God will not be scanty in your life. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. The mercy of God is what has sustained you and I. And this mercy will never be extracted or destroyed in the name of Jesus. The mercy of God. The mercy of God. Sometimes you just wake up in the night and you are just rolling on the floor. Father, this your mercy on me is much. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Even despite my shortcomings. Not shortcomings. you still have mercy on me. There are some who should never even think of marriage in this world, but the mercy of God still got them married. There are some who should never think of having children forever. The mercy of God still got them pregnant, and they were popping babies. They had to go and start using contraceptives to stop the babies, or else the whole house would be full of children. This is what the mercy of God can do. Stretch your hands here. I decree this morning a baptism of the mercy of God upon you and your family in the name of Jesus. I decree a baptism of the mercy of God upon you and your children in the name of Jesus. Number six, benefit which you must thank God for to attract more benefits is supplies, feeding, and provision. Psalm 103 verse 5. Psalm 103 verse 5. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things? Who satisfied thy mouth with good things? He gives you good. How many of you have been eating good things? They say there's recession, but you have never stopped eating good food. He satisfied your mouth with good things. There's even some people here now, that's why we announced that there's 3 days fasting. They are not fasting. They were satisfied on Friday. They were satisfied yesterday. In fact, they've taken breakfast this morning for the girl. Ah! Jehovah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they say, I'm trying to remember one adage in Yoruba that the person that we eat is in the house. The person that we work, that we do the work, is outside. How do you say it? Ah, thank you. The person that needs blessing is eating. The people that God will use to give them blessing, they are fasting. The person that need blessing is feasting. The person that will release the blessing is fasting. Oh. Anyway, it's our cross. We carry it. Praise the Lord. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, the Bible says, my God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Our God is a supplier. He supplies resources. Food, clothing, accommodation, name it, he supplies. He supplies. These are benefits. These are immense benefits. You know, a lot of times when I see some of my friends who went to school together, some calling me for assistance, I don't waste time to quickly send your account number now. Don't waste time. Send it now. Because I know it's a privilege. I could have been the one asking for things. It's not as if I am better. No. We were in the same class. We went to the same lecture. We had the same grade. But things just didn't work out. It was a direct product of God's blessing, of God's supply. Somebody's here today. A brand new release of supplies is coming to your house today. Amen. A brand new release of supplies is hitting your account today. Amen. A brand new release of supplies is visiting your business today. Amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. Supplies, feeding, and provision are benefits which we must thank God for. Number seven, benefit we must thank God for is strength and youthfulness. Somebody say strength. Somebody say youthfulness. In Psalm 103 verse 5 that we just read now, the B part, he renews your youth. God renews your youth. So that thy youth is renewed like that of an eagle. You have the strength of an eagle. You have the vitality of an eagle. Your strength is like the strength of a horse. People say, slow down. Say they forget about slowing down. for gift. Sowing down is not an issue now. Because of the strength that he has given to you. Some of you did exams. Like every day. You didn't sleep. And you still did not fall sick. Hello. I mean. Some of you traveled. Journeys. This and that. And you still remain strong. Vibrant. Youthfulness. Strong. Very vibrant. Some of you, the kind of work you do is very, very porous. You walk in the bush. Bush path. Where snakes and rodents and all sorts of things are in the bush path. As you are moving in the bush, he strengthened you. He renewed your youth. Now, some of you here, your age is an amazement to yourself because you don't look it. You don't look it. You don't look it. When you die with this man, you say, I can't believe it. So this is your age. Because of the renewed youthfulness. Renewed youthfulness. What a young person, very, very young person can do. At your age, you are still doing it. Even much more. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a benefit. It's a benefit. My prayer for you today, that benefit will not be withdrawn. Amen. That benefit will not be withdrawn. And number 8 is usefulness and usability. Usefulness. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 20, 2 Timothy 2 verse 20, in a house there are many vessels, some to honor and some unto dishonor. In a house there are many kind of vessels, there are many kind of instruments, but God has made you a useful vessel, not a useless vessel. God has made you somebody that can do one thing or the other for him. It's a benefit. It's a benefit. You did not enter a department and they said, no, don't come here. You go to them and they said, no, don't come here. You are useful. Maybe you are singing. Maybe you are preaching. Maybe you are sweeping. Maybe you are in the children's church. Maybe you are outside in the security department. Maybe you are driving bus. Maybe you are. Something is being done. It's a benefit. My prayer for everyone here this morning is that you will never be tagged a useless vessel. I say you will never be tagged a useless vessel. You will never be tagged a useless vessel. Friends, this morning is a morning of heavy praise. Heavy appreciation. Doing this with thinking, Father, if not for you, can I ever be here? If not for your mercy, can I ever taste where I am today? And then you dance as if that is the last dance you want to dance this month. As if after this dance, every other thing is not dance again. Dancing without being saved is a risk. Because it means you are reporting yourself to God. God, see me how I'm dancing. I'm happy that I've not asked for forgiveness. Only the forgiving are permitted to dance. Only in nightclubs. People dance with sin. In the house of God, before you dance, you say, Father, I'm sorry. Forgive me. There are people here this morning, my friends, you are saying to me, Pastor, I've heard this message. I want to praise because I want more benefits. But I want to quickly settle some things with God. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. Or, 2, I want to confess some sins. 1 or 2 things. I just want to settle it with God. As I move into this month, or 3, you don't have a particular date that you gave your life to Christ. When they say, which date did you give your life? You don't have any date. You just say, I'm born again. You don't know any date. Whereas you know your date of birth. You know the date you got admission. You know the date you gave birth to your children. But you yourself don't have a spiritual birth date. It's a risk. Or you are here this morning, you have some habits, some little thing here and there you want God to take away. I want to pray with you this morning. All eyes bowed, all eyes closed. You're saying, Jesus, I want you afresh. I'm not saying I'm a bad person, but there's something I want to confess to you. I want to say I'm sorry and I want to start again my life. Lift up your right hand and I will pray with you quickly. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus. Put your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me, Lord, from every form of unrighteousness. Oh Lord, afresh I come before you. Take me as your son, as your daughter. Take me this morning. Cleanse me and wash me clean. Lord Jesus, give me the grace to stand for you. I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving me and for choosing me. Blessed be thy name. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for this wonderful people. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. Bless them. They have honored you this morning. This same week, honor them. Give them the grace to stay away from iniquity. Give them the grace to stand for righteousness. Thank you, Father, as you write their names in the book of life. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.